Welcome to Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where no topic is taboo. Booze is on deck, and I keep it real. Real interesting.
Hey, 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 welcome to BBOS. Hope everybody's doing well out there. All right, sorry for the late hit on this. I had a little family drama and trying to deal with that. Hey, life does happen. All right, speaking of life happening, I debated whether to even talk about this because certainly much has been said and more will be said after early May when Morgan Wallen goes to court. You know, it's funny, I guess as an average person weighing in, you could say all the obvious stuff, right? Certainly could have killed somebody with a chair, et cetera, right? You've read it all. You've seen it all. So have I. I've never been a multi-million dollar country singer, right? So what's my way in? I guess my way in is this. If I were in that position, I'd fucking have some really, really good handlers. You know, I'd have a couple of dudes that would prevent me from doing shit like that. If I got totally shit-faced somewhere and I was about to be a jackass, and I grabbed that chair on the rooftop of his buddy's bar, damn it. He was at the chief's place, right? I think it had been open maybe 3 days. The minute I picked up that chair, those guys would have said, fuck it. They would have grabbed the chair from me and they would have set it down. You know, that's the difference. I think you have to have some professionals around you. You know, unfortunately, I guess he's hanging around with his homies that are probably a bunch of fucking grifters. And he needs some professionals. That's what he needs. You know, Morgan Wallen, fucking hitch your wagon to some smarter people. That's what I've got to say. Now, how do I think this will go? I gave it some thought on a couple different levels. And I thought, well, what if he was just some average Joe who did that? You probably never would have heard about it. And certainly because it didn't hit anybody, you wouldn't have heard a word about it. But, you know, you're the rich white guy and they're coming for you. But I think he has a good group of lawyers and I say he does no time. And I think he'll do, you know, he's going to have a repeat performance in rehab, right? And honestly, if he just went ahead and just said, hey, that's what I'm going to do, which I think he should just on his own willingly, I think people might have some empathy for that. Because look, everybody's been maybe drunk, not drunk, done something foolish. So, you know, what kind of penalty should that carry? I don't know. I mean, certainly he's got some felony charges against him, but I don't think he'll do any time. Nah. I think he'll walk. And I think most people literally have watched and kind of read all the commentary. They're rooting for him, really, you know, because most people don't want to see a guy like that throw it all away, right? I mean, I certainly don't. He's so talented. He doesn't need to go down that road, but hopefully he gets the good handlers, fucking gets rid of these fucking grifters, gets some smart people around him. That's what he needs. You know, it's not to say you can't go do whatever, but you need somebody protecting you. And clearly, that night at Chiefs, he didn't have that in play. So, hey, we'll see what happens. But Morgan Wallen, here's to you. Cheers.
Well, it's time for a refill. Join me for my next episode of Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where I vow to keep it real and real interesting.